This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
It's the Wednesday DJV experience, last day of May 2017. June will be busting out all over tomorrow, Jennifer. You know about busting out all over.
Oh, boy, do I.
Let's hear it for... Speaking of busting out all over, this Kathy Griffin thing with her... There's something, and I get sometimes criticized. You know, there are all kinds of different people. Millions of folks listen to this program every week, and so there are bound to be a lot of people with different points of view, different opinions. The reason that we're here together on the DJV experience is so you can hear our perspectives on things, and you can share, agree, disagree, think about it a little bit. It's all A-OK. Everything's fine. So we have this thing called freedom of speech in our country. Second Amendment, you're free to say what you want. Act as you may. That doesn't mean that you're free of criticism or scrutiny after you do something stupid like Kathy Griffin did, who obviously doesn't get enough attention from her regular sources of people in her life. I've always thought that she was talentless. As a matter of fact, I think we talked about this on a couple of occasions, New Year's Eve programs, when she was on CNN, and it just seemed like an odd pairing. Having her there with Anderson Cooper, it just didn't feel right. I mean, they were just looking for something to get a few people to watch them because everybody was watching ABC anyway. So, but if you look in, you know, it's funny, Jennifer, if you look into somebody's eyes mm-hmm. or you look at their body language, you just kind of get, if you're at all good at understanding messaging, and maybe it sounds judgmental, not, well, I guess it is meant to be. I just think she doesn't have it, and she's never had it. She's an acquired taste, I was told by somebody. Acquired taste for whom and by whom? What is
she acknowledges. She calls herself a member of the D-list, and I don't think she's wrong in that respect. I mean, she got a little bit of fame and a little bit of notoriety, and it seems like now the only time we hear from her is when she does her New Year's Eve special. She was going to be on Fashion Police after Joan Rivers died, but she quit that. Yeah. And so now we see her once a year. And this, I think, is just a stupid attempt at attention, right, to try to become relevant again.
Well, but she's not. And this didn't figure out. And you look at some of the pictures. She says, I'm a comic. I crossed the line. I moved the line. I crossed the line. I went too far. She's not a comic. What is there that she says that people find funny? What is there in a view? And you look at pictures of her, and I don't know that this is the correct judgment, but she doesn't look anything. Without makeup and a hairdo, she doesn't look at all. It's like two different people. And there's this whole thing she's built her world around, an image. And I guess to a point I feel sorry for her, in a way. Not strongly, but it's just the people need attention that much that they pull that kind of a stunt. So Trump's reaction was disgusting on Twitter. Disgusting but not surprising. This is the left today. They consider this acceptable. Imagine a conservative doing this to Obama.
You know what, though? I don't think that's true, and that's my only issue with it.
What's true?
I think that, well, I don't think that this is, you know, the liberals today. I think that pretty much everyone, and we talked about Chelsea Clinton, I'm pretty sure no one really condones this. Maybe a few people, but... I don't know. I think it's stupid, and I don't think there is any point to it besides to try and get attention.
Secret Service says they have a robust protective intelligence division monitoring open source reporting and social media to evaluate threats. I can't see this as a threat. It's just, as Chelsea Clinton tweeted, vile and wrong. No funny business here. It's not amusing to joke about killing a president. It isn't.
And no, I mean, if that were Obama's head, can you imagine kind of outrage it would be?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Right. Yeah. So, CNN says it's evaluating her appearance on New Year's Eve. So instead of doing herself a quote-unquote favor, she gets what she deserves for having done it. The scrutiny, it's freedom of speech, say what you want, and then take the consequences. If you're not smart enough to think about what the road holds for you, a guy at CNN said, "We found what you did disgusting and offensive. We're pleased to see that she has apologized. Things are being evaluated." Anderson Cooper tweeted, "For the record, I'm appalled by the photo shoot Kathy Griffin took part in. It's disgusting, completely inappropriate." And so it goes. But again, is it important to look into why she did it?
I think we kind of touched on it. I think she wants to be relevant.
And she's not.
And that's the issue, is that she's really, how relevant is she? And she probably isn't, is the answer. But the one thing that she said that really bothers me, maybe even more than just the stupid image itself, is that she's a comic and she wants to push the line. And I don't know, I feel like, Kara, you're going to agree with me on this too. No matter where you are politically, I don't know if pushing the line is something that we want to desire. It seems like that's become a new cultural norm. Well, we want to push the line. Yeah. We want to break this down. We want to, you know, there's something to be said for good taste. And there are people on both sides of the aisle who are guilty of violating this. But just as a culture, why do we have to take it one step further? Why do we have to push it a little further? Why do we have to get cuss words made acceptable on TV? Does that do something for our freedom of speech? I mean, I'm not saying we should censor it, because I believe people's speech is protected. But there's still a line between free speech and what is classy and authentic and good for culture. And I just don't know if pushing the line every single day when it comes to the standards of good taste is the right thing for all of us as a whole.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And I don't really understand when it became the point of celebrity or comics to push the line.
Yeah,
I don't understand
like
when
thing.
That became their job. But also, yeah, I don't understand
when people realize that they weren't funny. That's when it happened.
I guess, yeah. In a situation like this, I don't really understand, because what does this do? It's a picture of her holding Trump's head, but it's not like it doesn't unite anybody, and it doesn't, you know, okay, the people who hate Trump and already agree and think that this is funny, well, they already agreed with her and thought that she was funny, I would think, and it doesn't do anything for anyone else. Everyone else thinks it's gross, so it's not like it got anyone in her basket. I don't understand the point of it.
Yeah. All kinds of reasons for moving in the direction that we are moving in, that is away from people who do things like that, away from people who are biased, away from people who are disrespectful. So she has, in my opinion, gotten the negative comments that she deserves. Let the chips fall where they may. 14 past the hour. Victoria is ill today. Jennifer is here strongly, and Kara is here strongly, and Doug is here strongly. Follow us on Twitter at Jennifer Horn at On Air Victoria when she's around. She's been pretty good. I don't think she's been sick. She hasn't been sick much. I'm trying to remember.
No, she went through a little bit of sickness, but she's been pretty healthy. Yeah. But, you know, she's got a wedding coming up. And
it's all worked up about
there's
that.
A lot of running around and a lot of rundown that happens with that.
Yeah. And I think that, frankly, I'm going to put everybody, like we have everybody on Super Beats. I think I'm going to get everybody on Dr. Jack's. There's a wonderful product that Jack Stockwell, who's one of our doctors, has created. And it's really something that everybody ought to be involved in.
Which one?
It's an enzyme.
He gave me a bottle, and I need a bottle. I really loved them. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good. Good
They're
stuff.
Fantastic.
Yep. Speaking of products that we like and we endorse and we use, certainly you're no stranger to our conversation about Super Beats. You know that we're all serious about our health, and you know that we're all doing something about it, and we are all talking about it. Drinking Super Beats, which is the circulation superfood powder that supports your heart, your blood pressure. It's amazing how much energy you get out of this. Jennifer takes it in the afternoon when she starts to slow down after the third gig of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I
would take it in the morning. I love my cup of coffee, so I take my cup of coffee, and then I slump in the afternoon, as the president would say, big league. And so the Super Beats is perfect as a pick-me-up.
Well, this is an all-natural,
non-GMO. And I can still sleep at night, which is great. You know, you don't get that jittery feeling.
The business about how to deal with sort of the wake-up, rise-and-shine routine. If you don't want to drink coffee, you don't want that caffeine buzz, then you take Super Beats in the morning, and you can have another glass in the afternoon. There's nothing about this. All it is powdered beets that are filled with nitric oxide that open up your arteries so the blood flows to your muscles, to your brain, to every corner of your body, and thus the health that follows. Because the blood is the lifeline. It's your health. Get blood everywhere, and you'll be healthy. Get Super Beets by calling 800-655-4183, or you can also order them online at DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com, or call 800-655-4183. When you call for the first time, get your first order, you'll get a bonus 30-day supply free. You get free shipping to say, I'm listening to Doug. You can order at DougLikesBeets.com Super Beets for a super jitter-free energy boost, or at 800-655-4183.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6161 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6161. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6161.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So why did Scott Pelley get canned from the CBS Evening News? Is it because he was too hard on President Trump? He calls him on the air divorced from reality. I think that he is one of those people. He's going to stay with 60 Minutes, but not continuing to do the... I've always thought he comes across as very arrogant and... Not in the same way Kathy Griffin does, but it's just too much
of
that.
Indeed, it's arrogance. Yeah, there's so many different kinds of arrogance.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Elitist, dumb.
Report on the news and keep you. Dan Rather sort of started all of that, and he lasted for a long time because he sort of metered it when he became the anchor of the evening news. He didn't have the same sort of spice that he had when he was on 60 Minutes or doing some of those in-your-face sort of interviews. But anyway, he's there in third place at CBS, and I think part of it is because of Pelley. So change the anchor, change the audience. We'll see. I don't know if that's...
So many people think because they're on the East Coast or on the West Coast that everybody in the middle is like them. And
right.
I think people in the middle don't really care whether you're a Democrat or Republican or what a newsman thinks politically. They just want to know what's happening.
Right. Well, I think that's the case. If you have a system, this program, for example, there's a lot of opinion on this program, but we're interested more in having fun for the most part, even though there is a
civil discourse is important. You're not going to agree with everybody all the time, and that's great.
Damn it, Jennifer. When are you going to start agreeing with me more?
Never.
Jeez.
Never.
That was the big idea.
But it's how you handle the disagreement that makes you a good person, I think.
That's right.
Right?
Yes, and good people we are, as it were. I just find it's just, there's so many of these people, you're right, they get in their own way because they think they're more important than what they're supposed to be doing in their job. The importance of their job is to tell people what's going on, not what you think or what your attitude is. 21 half the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Things from the Allman Brothers Band, No More. Gonzo, Greg Allman, as you know, passed away over the weekend in Georgia. I think he was in Georgia, wasn't he? Isn't that where he lived, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was in Savannah.
Savannah, okay.
Yeah.
So this is the musical drug and death report. Every day at this time, I'm first to look at some of the rockers, some of the musicians who have passed. There's a private funeral scheduled for this weekend for Greg Allman. Why am I saying Allman? It's Allman. There was no D there. That's why I remember jocks who used to say that, though. Allman. The Allman Brothers.
Mm-hmm. The Allman.
So he'd had a lot of trouble over the past years. That was all connected to his drug usage. Certainly Hep C is connected to that. Liver transplant in 2010. So anyway, he's going to be buried in a cemetery where he spent a lot of time as a youngster writing songs and hanging out with his friends. His brother, Dwayne, who's been dead for a long time, and fellow band member Barry Oakley are also buried there. And so that's the... There's more bluesy. I remember going to a concert where he was playing... And build, it was the Doobie Brothers and the Allman Brothers. But it had been Allman Brothers for ages with some of the music. But I thought it was lousy. The Doobies didn't do their hits. Allman was too busy jazzing out to do. And, you know, people, oh, it's wonderful. No, it was. It was awful. Because people want, for the most part, to hear the hits. And these guys continue. I don't know how they attract an audience sometimes, Jennifer, because they just... don't do what most of the public wants them to do.
Right.
The hardcore followers is one thing, but if you got a big house and there's thousands of seats in the house.
It's one of my pet peeves, going to concerts and not getting what you expect to get. Go, play your hits, shut up. I don't care if you're sick of them. That's why we paid you all these big money dollars to come in and watch you. Play the hits. Don't mess them up. Don't go showboating for 4 minutes with a guitar solo. Ugh.
That's why I like going to the Moody Blues. I've been to half a dozen concerts here in England. It's the hits.
Right.
And they do them well, and they're obviously happy. I remember talking to Justin Hayward, who's the lead singer of the Moody Blues, about why it is that they can do this night after night. He says, it's all the audience. Whatever way the audience reacts to what we're doing, predicates how we're going to do what we do. It's always acceptable, but if the audience is really into it, and groups like that, the audience is into it. And so that's why they do as well as they do. All right, also on the drug and death list today, Paul O'Neill, the leader of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, has died of prescription drug overdoses. He died at age 61. Chronic illness, so the press reported, but he, when you look at the autopsy report, he died of intoxication from a mixture of methadone, codeine, Valium, and antihistamine. What do you, the guy committed suicide. You do that, you've committed suicide. Unless you're out of your mind before you do it, right? I mean, what else, how else do you read
this stuff? Unless you're just in so much pain that you don't even realize, like you just have to just keep taking pills to try and get rid of the pain. But yeah, that sure sounds like it.
The guy had heart disease, hypertension, hardening of the arteries. So, you take all of that stuff, might as well put a gun to your head.
Well, and even if you hadn't taken all of these things and you have all of those medical conditions, I don't know how much longer he would have lasted anyway.
But the music, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, I always thought it was fabulous. Didn't you think it was really something unique?
No. I don't know. Yeah, I think Gen X hates it. I like
Something unique is okay. This is not my cup of tea.
Yeah. Well, okay. So then we'll stop playing it, Jennifer, if you're going to be that way. 28 past
different
the hour.
Folks, different strokes, Dougie.
How to speak differently and why you should. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Language drives relationships. Truthfully, it even drives culture. Language is much more profoundly important than you might know. When you speak using extreme words, such as always and never, you tend to elicit the fight or flight response of others. When you use neutral or accurate descriptors, however, you seem to have a significantly better chance at communicating effectively. How you speak to others is up to you. But be mindful that speaking accurately generally equates to actually being heard. To be more mindful about the way you communicate, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, one with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Four after the hour now. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Victoria is absent today. She has a note from her mother, so she'll be okay. And then there's Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. How do you do? Let's have a great day. The people who are after me now, we have a number of different ways that are developing to listen to this program, whether it's live and it's not on a radio station. I'm not sending people there. The radio stations are the best place to go, but in a search of, like El Paso, we were on that radio station for 18 years, and then new management came in and said, oh, no, let's do something different. We were the most successful syndicated program on in the city, and no, we're not going to do that anymore. So the people in El Paso wanted to know how they could follow and stay with us, and you can do that on any device, a mobile device, your computer, whatever. TuneIn Radio is the way to do it. Go get the app TuneIn Radio. You can search for Doug Steffen now, and then you can listen to all of us all the time. All Doug, all Jennifer, all Kara, all the time. And you also catch Jennifer on CRN. You can go to the CRN. Isn't the app the CRN app, CRN
yeah.
Digital?
I think that's the CRN app. We're on TuneIn. Absolutely.
You can be on, you're on the Salem app because of the morning show you do in Los Angeles.
That's right.
Do they have an app there?
By station.
Sprung
so you
for
can
it.
Download yeah. AM 870 or AM 590. Right. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So that's the celebrity news. Now let's keep moving. The pestering debt collectors that call you, send you bills. They want their money. Yeah, you think it's bad here? Here's the story of a fellow in Hong Kong. The bill collector started first with several dozen annoying phone calls to Mr. Albert Ho. who happens to be a lawyer. He got Albert, H-O. That's how you spell his
name. Oh, no.
Albert Ho. Let's see. The first day, he got a dozen phone calls. Next day, 300 calls to him. And the anonymous debt collector in those calls screamed obscenities, played pornographic tapes, or would call and just not say anything, just hold the line open. On the third day, the number of calls went up to 687. Naturally, it affected Mr. Ho's business.
Naturally.
He wasn't even the target. The husband of an employee who had gone bankrupt who worked for Mr. Ho. So these debt collectors over there, like this outfit, going on a rampage. The economy's not great there anyway. Bad loans multiplying. And so there are the ethical, professional bill collectors, and then there are the unscrupulous agencies. Most of them are hoodlums, and people who have worked on commission, people who have been in jail, people who have been arrested for murder, all kinds of things. That's great, huh? One debt collector moved in with a lady demanding food until she paid him.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Happy we live in America. Okay, so there's some travel. I'm starting
to
travel.
This has got to be a good story because you actually took a big breath.
I did take a big, deep breath because I find there's a bit of piling on going on, in my estimation, when it comes to United Airlines. But then there are people are afraid today at almost anything, and it's bad to have that feeling of fear. Some of it is because these companies don't run themselves well, and some of it is because the news media piles on. You make your own judgment for United being in hot water again. The FAA says that they flew an unsafe plane, and they did it, what was it, 23 times. This was a 747. Apparently, a fuel pump pressure switch on one of the jetliners did not complete its required inspection before they needed the plane. So they did the repair, and they did sort of the repair, and the plane went back to flying. And so according to United's own records, the plane was on 23 domestic and international flights. 747s are used mostly now for West Coast to Asia flights. You see them once in a while on Europe, but not so much anymore. And so United said, well, the FAA says, you got a problem, man. The FAA says maintaining the highest levels of safety depends on operators closely following all the rules and regulations. United, as you might expect, Jennifer, provided a bit of a different, let's say, account of what happened. The chairman says, quote, we took immediate action after identifying the issue and have worked closely with the FAA. They never denied that they ran the plane, but the airline, they're so eager to get out from under that they say, you know, we're right. I mean, we're wrong, and so we're sorry. And the FAA said, yes, they're going to pay us $435,000 in fine. So, but does this sort of add to, I'm thinking about our first reaction sometimes to things like this. It's usually a fear thought. Never mind that flying is the safest way of traveling. See, I always try to present a counter to what the normal thinking is, or what the news media or other people would have you think. Oh, United's bad. Well, United isn't my first choice and never has been, because I don't think that they have a particularly great product. But then none of the airlines really have.
I was
going to
say,
the
airlines have all followed suit with that, and nobody's doing anything great.
So no matter how stupid they were with Dr. Dow or the rabbit that was found dead in the plane or whatever the hell else it is that they've done, it still is safer to get on an airplane and go anywhere than it is to walk across the street. That's just the statistics would...
Well,
if you
and if I were United and trying to get over this PR mess where now everybody's critically eyeballing them on every right. United flight to see what else they can kind of get in trouble for,
yeah.
see what they can get.
Right, see how they can get
them. Because that's just it, is that you can cash out.
Get them.
If I were United, I would say, you know, gosh, it's Memorial Day. Okay, so we just celebrated Memorial Day. This summer, all military personnel will fly at a 50% discount or free or whatever it is, you know,
yeah.
this week for free. I mean, obviously yeah. something that's not going to put them out of business, but that will get them good PR based on the holiday. I mean, maybe it's between Memorial Day and Independence Day, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You come up with some sort of positive messaging that gets you back in the news. It makes you start doing good things instead of just playing catch up on all this junk that people are pointing out. I still think that the guy that hit the woman in the head with the stroller on American, I mean, I actually sort of feel sorry for him. I don't think it's always the airline's fault. Sometimes people are jerks when they fly. More often than not, it's the
yeah.
people that are the jerks.
The expectation there, okay, I'm here and you have to take care of me. Well, there is a disconnect anymore. There has to be a happy medium. But in this case, the way of looking at any of them, it may not be comfortable. We talked yesterday about seat spacing with some of the airlines. The guy from United said, it's your fault that the seats are so close together. In mine, I don't sit there, and I hope that doesn't sound arrogant. I won't sit in one of those seats. If I have to pay more, I do. Some people say, well, we can't afford more. Yeah, you can. You can spend a couple bucks more, 50 bucks more for a better seat. If you're going to take a trip that, if you're only in the plane for an hour or two, who cares? But if you're going cross country like I do, a couple of dozen times a year, I don't want to sit in a seat that scrunches me in. Never mind whether I've got restless leg, whatever it is. It's just, it's not practical. It's not healthy,
yeah.
actually. So, but, still, no matter when you get on an airplane, take heart in that you will be safer in that plane than you will be in any other mode of transportation. Any. But without exception. And it's like the statistics are way in your favor as far as safety is concerned on an airplane. Okay? So that's the good side. All right. What travel news segment would be complete without a focus on some of the new TSA rules that are coming out, Jennifer? Airport security gets me all riled up.
Yeah, it does.
All right. This is news that you're not going to like, as changes in the screening process on the way. The TSA plans to change policy around baggage screening. Specifically, the new rules would include requiring travelers to remove all food and electronics larger than cell phones from carry-on bags and move them to separate...
We were doing that with electronics. I heard this story, too.
What the hell is this? What are they just... It's already being done. I go from Boston to Los Angeles. They've been doing it. It's like... what does it get you? They're testing it in about a dozen different airports, Fort Lauderdale. They're going to expand the policy nationwide after they train their screeners. Good God.
But, I mean, this is because of a credible threat that they receive from the Middle East, that ISIS is now able to, they have bombs that look like laptop batteries. And so that's why from certain countries in the Middle East and from Europe, you're not able to fly into the United States with your laptop in the plane. You have to check it underneath the plane because they're afraid people are going to blow things up based on intelligence. But that being said, here, the countries that aren't allowed to have laptops, we don't trust their screening processes. So here, obviously, we are trusting the screening process, but this was already going on. I mean, every time I travel with my laptop, you have to pull the stupid thing out. I mean, it seems
you
like
that's
just
been... You have TSA pre-check? You don't use TSA pre-check?
Yeah, I do. No,
so
I signed up for it.
You're not supposed to have to take your
laptop. I know. Well, in recent history, I just got it probably 6 months ago, so I really don't think maybe I flew with it just one time.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, before that, you always are taking your laptop out.
Yeah, you did before using TSA.
And by the way, for food, I just think it's weird that they allow people to bring food on planes anyway. You don't need to pack a picnic lunch. How about instead?
Why? If you don't want to eat the airplane food?
You know
what? I bring peanuts and nuts with me on the plane all the time.
Maybe snacks are a little different, but the guy that shows up next to me inevitably with a tuna sandwich, ugh.
Well, but that's, you may not like it, but there's nothing unsafe about bringing a sandwich on the plane.
Oh, sure, it stinks. That's unsafe.
Well, then go back to serving a meal on the plane, if that's the way you want to do
maybe.
It.
Yeah, maybe.
You want to play it that way. And the announcement of the country's worst airport came out this week. U.S. airport ratings... Newark, The most miserable airport.
I don't think anyone's surprised by that.
I actually totally disagree. I love flying into Newark. It is so much easier than JFK. It may not be the nicest to look at.
Dirty. Is just because it's smaller than JFK or
It's less traffic. It's smaller. It's quicker to get into Manhattan from Newark.
It actually is quick.
Oh, my gosh. It's my favorite when I fly in.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the Newark airport is at the bottom. San Jose is at the top of the list. And then the LaGuardia, let's see here. For the second most miserable airports, LaGuardia, JFK, and O'Hare tied for that.
I see a trend developing.
Yeah. It's New York, New Jersey, the port of New York, New Jersey.
I'll never forget. This thing still haunts me. This was maybe 8 months after 9/11, and I pulled up to JFK, and there was no one in line. It still, like, haunts me. Mm-hmm. There are never real lines at JFK, and the security, I said, do you want to see my ID? They said, no. It's like 8 months after 9/11. Hello. Hello.
Ding, 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 ding.
Where are we?
Newark City. All right, let's talk about how we can help people live a better life. You may or may not have heard me the last week or so. I've been talking about this company, Better Addiction Care. It's a service. It's an outfit. It's a company that is designed by people who have worked on folks who have had problems like this for a long time. So if you've ever had a problem with drugs, like the fellow that we were just talking about that ran the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, who died of all kinds of addictions to drugs, and Allman died because of addictions to drugs. If you're in that place, or your son or your daughter is, or your spouse is, or your sibling is, you're struggling, take heart. Call 844-262-8658 and hit 1. The people at Better Addiction Care are there to help you out. They give you a free consultation, talk about the cycle of addiction with you, the difficulties in stopping. So if you're hooked and you can't deal with it and you know that you need to have some kind of intervention, call 844-262-8658 for a free consultation. It's possible, even probable, that with a proper care, you get through your problem with Better Addiction Care. 844-262-8658. This is not a one-size-fits-all. That's why they want to talk to you individually. And the good news is also, not only do they have a great success record, but most people's insurance covers 100% of the costs. So if you have this problem or you know somebody who does, put them in touch with Better Addiction Care. 844-262-8658.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here on the DJV Experience. Victoria is out today, so it will be my job, technical expert that I am, to I was trying to figure out, I don't even know how to move pictures from one website to another. What do you do? How do you move
Nobody
things?
Needs to know that.
Huh?
What? You're discrediting yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm an expert, and I'm going to give you a couple. Well, I'm an expert in some of these things. I'm confident that I can bring you up to date on the new iPad. It's not going to be what you think is a new iPad. And then there's the stock yesterday in Apple going up to $1,000, which is pretty good news. And some other items that are of interest and import to you. First, a reminder, I've been looking through a list, actually, of the people who use ZipRecruiter.com. Archer Daniels Midland, Bankers Trust, Sears, lawyers like galore. I'm looking at 12 pages of lawyers. Louisiana Pacific Corporation, Damon Clinical Laboratories, Gentech, All Nippon Airways. Isn't it amazing? We're all, you know, we think about jobs and think about where there are people working. Every company has to have people working for them. Otherwise, how do you move the product? How do you figure out what you're doing? It's part of the deal. You got a company, you're going to have employees. Do you know how to get the best employees? If you haven't, use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, then you're missing out. There are all of these companies. I have, as I said, I've got dozens of pages of companies that are using ZipRecruiter. So, using ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. This is the reason people like it. It is them finding you, not you finding them. They have an easy-to-use dashboard at ZipRecruiter. No juggling emails or calls to your office. All you have to do in 24 hours after posting is screen, rate, and manage the candidates. So simple, so easy, and it's free. First time through, if you use the code ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right? That's how you use it. That's how you get the benefits. Listeners, people running businesses, post your jobs on ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Figure it out. Makes a lot of sense. All right, so Apple stock went up to $1,000 yesterday. Jeff Bezos is now worth $19 billion more than he was at the beginning of the year. All right, just for those of you who need to have that information, there you go. Good news for travelers. The U.S. will not expand its laptop ban to flights from Europe, at least for now. Department of Homeland Security banned travelers from carrying devices larger than a cell phone from several airports in the Middle East and Africa. But after U.S. officials spoke with their European counterparts, they were on this trip to Europe with the president this past week. You know, behind the scenes, pretty interesting. You know, the president's there with his entourage. But most every different department goes on trips like this in their own planes, and they talk to people that are in their own fields as part of the exchange of information, ideas, et cetera, et cetera. So this was a big deal, and the ban has gotten in the way. The tourism from Europe to America is off by 20% this year, if you didn't know that. Even though some of the safety experts question the ban and whether or not it creates its own risks, we were talking about this earlier, the lithium-ion batteries that could be set to explode somehow or other. It is what it is, but there are practical realities here that people are taking into consideration. After years of planning and fundraising, the European Southern Observatory has started building what will be the largest optical telescope ever. It's called the Extremely Large Telescope. or the ELT. It's 128 feet wide, has a rotating dome about the size of a soccer field. Wow, imagine that, huh?
Holy crap.
This is an extremely
large
telescope.
How do you even build that? Yeah, they weren't joking.
Class of its own, designed to capture more light than all of today's largest optical telescopes put together. When you're searching for other planets, so we can get off of this one now that we've ruined it, you need as much light as you can get. And that's what the ELT is supposed to be. It's on top of a mountain in Chile to minimize cloud cover. The ELT will not work alone, scientists combining its data with images from other telescopes. So it'll be a combination. They spent $1 billion to get the ELT up and running. Congratulations. This is a great feat. That's a great technical feat. All right, speaking of great feats, the North Koreans have a new tablet on the market. It's called an iPad. It's the Rongchung iPad. There's something close to that. I don't know how to pronounce that, Kara, but I think I'm close. Rongchung. Magazines over there are calling the product full of RAM and has a hard disk that's comparable to the iPad. And they don't have to worry about it. They ignore all of the trademark stuff because...
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.